Lila Nishmas of Klanim's Kamish Benavili Melech.
Chumas Perg Vav Mishnah Aleph. Ha'oichel Chuma Shoigig. Person eats Chuma Bishoigig. Mishalin Karen Vichoimish.
He pays Karen, which is the amount that it's worth.
Vichoimish, and a fifth.
How do you determine a fifth?
So the Rav explains that every time we have a Chumash, a fifth, you always just take a quarter of what the actual thing is worth. So let's say it's worth a dinar. So you take a quarter of a dinar. That's a Chumash. So if you have to pay Karen and a Chumash, so you have to pay the Karen plus a quarter of a percent. Altogether, the easy way to remember this is it's 5 quarters, like in fractions, 5/4. The Chumash is the 5 of them. So you pay the 4/4, which is 1, plus the additional amount. So altogether, it's 5 chalakim of 4. That's a chomish. The chomish is the 5th one.
Echada oichel, whether you eat it, ve'echad ha-shoyser, drink it, ve'echad ha-sach, you smear with it, echad shuma tahara, ve'echad shuma tmeya.
And it also doesn't matter whether it's truma tahara, or even if it's truma tamea, that the Kohen can only use, he can have anah, but he can't eat it also. All these cases, you pay karen and chomish. As we know, the Rav brings that drinking is like achila, and we know that sicha, smearing, is like shasiya. As we brought earlier, the pasuk says in Dilam Vatavu Kamayim Bekirbo Kshem Abatz Moisev. Brought it earlier, it's also Masechta Shabbos. Mishnah continues, in all these cases, Mishalim Chumsha V'Chomish Chumsha. So you always pay a fifth, and even a fifth of the fifth. What's a fifth of the fifth? The Rav explains that if a person would eat Truma, so he's got to pay Karen and Chomish, fine. So now what happens if he actually eats the Tashlumin, what he was going to pay back, of the fifth? He eats that fifth. So now he's got to add an additional fifth on the fifth that he ate. In other words, we look at what he was going to pay back, and the fifth of it almost like Truma itself. Vayter, Einu Mishalim Truma Elechulin Misukonim. V'heim Nasin Truma, V'atashlumin Truma. You only pay back what you ate of the Truma. Since it's a chiv on you, you can't pay, like the Rav says, from a different place. You have to give him from Chulin Misukonim, which is Chulin that you already talk off Trumas and Maestras. Because the Torah says, V'nasan L'kayines HaKodesh, and it's a Dover Roy Lios Kodesh. That which you're going to give as Truma has to be something that's not Truma already. It has to be Dover Roy Lios Kodesh and not something that's already Kodesh. And so too Chomish is the same din as Truma. Just like Truma, so too Chomish. So it can't be something that's already Truma. It has to be Chulin. And when the Mishnah says, V'heim Nas in Truma, V'hatashlum in Truma, so the Chulin Mesukon becomes Truma, and even the Tashlumin, what you pay the Kohen for when you eat the Truma, that also has a din of Truma. And the Rav explains that if a person would go and take the Tashlumin and eat that B'shoigeg, he then has to pay for what he ate, Karen and Chomish, because those things that he ate, the tashlum and the payback, was also has a din of truma. So much so, it's not just stam, like a monetary thing, that he just has to pay back a kohen. We mamish look at it like truma. So much so, im rotza kohen limchol, ain't a meichel that. If the kohen want to be meichel that and say, don't worry, you don't have to pay me back, because it's just dine mamanis, he cannot. Like the Rav says, because it's gzeres akosav, that you have to pay something that's roy lios kodesh. You can't potter yourself with just money. Because if you could potter yourself with money, the kohen could say, forget about it, I'm meichel. It's not like that. It's a din in Truma that you have to give Truma, and therefore the coin can't be Meichel.